Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. You can watch. We have videos there on the website, so check that out right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our great friend Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, is our guest, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And we're talking about lateral thinking, and you were just telling us about the idea of random entry thinking, the random entry technique of lateral thinking, Bob. And I was having a little difficulty understanding why, how you would get to a solution if your lateral thought, the thing that you were trying to get to where you were trying to break what isn't already broken, so to speak, break something that doesn't need fixing. How does any word take you to a solution? Go ahead.
Well, essentially, we tend to think along these patterns. And so, if we're trying to think about how to increase our sales as a small business owner, we've typically thought, about, maybe I need to do more direct mail. Maybe I should do radio advertising. Maybe I should
always a good idea. Always a good idea, by the way. Go ahead.
And you've thought about, all these particular patterns. And so what happens is you kind of have this exhaustion that comes in after a certain point for generating new ideas. Now, I just picked the random word fishing pole, and, we thought about words associated to fishing pole, like bass and line and lake. Mm-hmm. And so then if we take the word lake, and we say lake, how do I increase my sales? Lake, how do I increase my sales? All of a sudden, what if I took my best customers out to the lake and did a special show there?
Mm-hmm.
Line. Okay, so I think about line, increase my sales. What if I introduced a new line that included, bass? I've never had the bass family into my store. Uh-huh. Why don't I call them and remember, I said bass, and I was thinking of a fishing bass, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden I thought of the bass family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an example.
It sounds like word association.
Well, but with random entry, you can do it with words.
Should you do this with your team? Do you get the people around the table and... is that a good idea? Is that what you're talking about? Because like you would with brainstorming.
Well, it's a great thing to do with your team. It's also a great thing to do by yourself. Random entry is one of the seven lateral tools, and people that are interested, they can read more at at the Virginia Institute.com.
All right.
That's where I have my website.
Right. So what about
VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com?
What are some of the other elements of lateral thinking? You talked about random entry. You also talked about provocation.
Yeah, provocation. Provocation is a very, very powerful tool, and that's where we say something, something outlandish. And then we see where that leads you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, somebody says, "Why really give really good customer service?" So you say, "Okay, you give terrible customer service, right?" And then you stop and you see where that statement leads you. Because what happens is then when you start from that point, you might find ways you can improve your customer service.
So you're saying, so maybe in our brainstorming meeting, so to speak, and pardon me for using that term, in our team meeting, we would say, okay, what are the things that we think we're the most proud of? What are things that are the most, that we think are really our strong suits? And you identify them, and then somebody says, okay, But I'm one of your customers, and I disagree with that. Is that what you're talking about, something like that?
Well, we use a technique, we say Poe reversal, and the word Poe means I'm making a provocative operation, and I'm saying this just to stimulate thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's stimulate thinking with the idea we give terrible customer service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go and see where that leads. Because if all you think about is how good your customer service is, you won't see the weaknesses.
But I think it seems to me that it would be important to identify the things that we seem to be comfortable about. We're excellent customer service. We're so proud of that. And so we establish that. That's kind of our foil, so to speak. And then we come back and we say, okay, but what would it look like if somebody said, I think your service is awful? How would we take that? Where would we go? What would be our first move? Where should we look first to prove them wrong or to identify that they might be right?
It's a reversal technique. Take the things that you believe to be true, and then reverse them.
Mm-hmm.
Exaggerate them. Pretend that they went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then see where does that lead my thinking? How would I react then? If I gave terrible customer service, what would I do? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that leads your brain to think of new ideas,
right,
that you won't think of in your normal pattern.
It also puts you in a place where you can take a look at with a more jaundiced eye those things that your company has decided to hold sacred. Like being so proud of your customer service when it might not be so great. Maybe you just think it is. Bob Fisher and I, Robert J. Fisher and I, will be right back. It's Tintail. Stay with us.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.